All right, good evening, everyone. Welcome to the First State Montessori Academy board meeting. Tonight is Thursday, February 27th, and we are starting our meeting at 6:10 p.m. I would like to start with roll call, please. Megan Newberry.
Jed Donahue.
Becky Phillips.
Courtney Lockney.
Sarah Stebb.
Courtney Fox.
Lauren Holland.
Angela Anthony.
Fantastic, thank you. As of this evening, we do not have any guests for public comment, and we did not receive any public comment via email, so we are going to move into approval of two sets of public board minutes, That'll be the minutes from December 5th, 2019, as well as the minutes from our last meeting, which was on January 23rd. The December 5th minutes were circulated earlier this week, and the January 23rd were circulated earlier today. So I'm going to give everybody just a minute to review and see if you have any questions or additions or changes.
That's from last month, not December. Did you review
those? The only thing that I saw was on the December minutes. I think I was absent that meeting, but I'm not listed in either group, so I can't say for sure.
Okay.
But I believe, I'll check my notes. I think I was.
That's okay.
It's
not. Did you answer December?
No, but we're good.
Okay, great. So I'll make a note to confirm, Jed, and make sure that's updated to reflect your status. Any other adjustments or suggestions? No? Okay. With that, I'd like to make a motion to approve the minutes from December 5th with the noted adjustment of Jed Donahue's attendance and also to post the January 23rd minutes. Thank you. Any abstentions? Any objections? All right, so moved. We will submit both to be posted to the website. Thank you. Next up, I would like to invite Courtney, our head of school, to do a review of the monthly narrative and web report on behalf of our treasurer.
Yep. So just to kind of touch base on, as we go down the narrative, in terms of revenue, revenue is not much more is expected for the remainder of this year. We still are not showing the adjustment to the expansion grant. That will be the one thing that will show up at some point, but that's straightforward. The school district transfer, that is the final payment on the Christina settlement, some cafeteria funds, donations, and school activities that are all there. The only other thing that may show up, hopefully, in this year's revenue is that we have applied for our, we've received our tax exemptions for the county and city. We have heard back from the city that they're going to give us a reimbursement because we paid for them at settlement for the coming year. And we are still working on the process with the county. They have requested some more information from us. So we are working on those two as well. But one is in process, so hopefully that will show up in a revenue line item. In terms of expenses, if you look at the expenses to date, we're at 58%, and we're at 58% of the school year. It's pretty well aligned, which is obviously a good thing. Karen, our business manager, said when we at our finance meeting that she has no concerns about any expenses going over. There's a few that were more conservative, as always, so there might be a little bit extra in them, but in looking at all of the different line items, she did not identify anything that we were concerned about that we needed to review. And then there's some general information. As I said, we're now working on, and the finance committee is working on those reimbursements. We are working on the staff projections for the 2021 school year and student numbers, and we are working on the update to the expansion grant. So those are the couple kind of next steps that we're working on. And if you look at the line items, there's a couple things that are at very high percentages for this time of year, but they're all things that we're done paying for the year. So the audit, the insurance, our rent, our taxes, those things were all done. So if you identify any high numbers there, that's what those are accounting for. And that's pretty much it in terms of the summary of the monthly reporting package.
Is next school year when the student body reaches its max?
It does not. So when we did the expansion, we were forecasting what the middle school rollout would look like in its entirety, and how that would fill. Based on our current numbers, who we expect to go up in a grade, we actually stay the exact same configuration this year, and then the following year, we go up. And that accounts for losing kids at sixth grade. Mm-hmm. What we don't want to do is be adding kids at the middle school level that haven't had the foundation. So
sure.
Based on the current numbers, we can still hold and be within our approved numbers. And then we'll add we added two middle school classrooms. It is rolling out so quickly that as a team we were like, okay, if this can stay status quo for a year, and kind of it makes more sense than adding new kids at that level.
Yes.
And so the numbers should stay very similar for next year, and then the following year we would be at full capacity.
And that's from the organically flushes
that's natural organic growth of,
out. Yes. Yeah, that's really good.
Yes. Yep.
Got it.
And full is how six?
Right around 650.
Yeah.
So it's really, we're right around 600 with the capacity this year for about 610. There's a couple classrooms that are 25 instead of 26 or things like that. Just that over the course of the year shifted and changed. So it's really adding the fourth middle school classroom, which is about 30 kids, that puts us right around that number.
Right.
But based on the number of sixth graders and seventh and eighth graders now, we don't have to add that until the following year, which just makes more sense.
Awesome. Thank you.
And like I said, that does account for some kids leaving at sixth grade, which we know always happens. Kids are going back to their feeder middle school,
yeah.
or kids are going back to a specialized middle school, CAB being a big one, things like that. So we anticipate that as well.
Great.
Mm-hmm.
Any other questions for Courtney? Okay. With that, I'd like to request a motion to approve the monthly narrative and web report.
So moved.
Thank you. A second?
Second.
Angela, Angie, thank you. Any objections? Any abstentions? Fantastic, thank you. Next on the agenda is a development committee report from Becky Phillips.
All right, we had a meeting with the handful of people that we opened up to, our Facebook following right before this meeting. So we are moving right along. We have $2,000 sponsors committed to date. We have a couple in-kind sponsors, and then we have a couple of food donations confirmed. So I did give Courtney the invitations. They're printed and they'll be distributed out to the students in the next week or so. We're just going to continue to work on sponsorships. I've distributed out the list from last year and asked all board members to please follow up on two sponsorships and obtaining them in any way you can, whether it be, doesn't matter what level. And if you approached any sponsors last year and your name is associated with them on the Google Doc, then I'm just asking that you please follow up with them again this year, or if you're not able to, you let me know so that I can do that. And then we did have some parents come to the meeting that we had just before this and offer to help with the silent auction. So we'll be paring that down a lot, but we're still going to be trying to focus on some, only about 20 items that are a little bit more substantial and a little more along the lines of like experiences or less gift cards, less stuff, if you will. So I mean, I'm gonna keep harassing the board until you answer me. So, so just be ready for that. And anyone that has, you know, an idea or somebody they want to solicit but they don't feel comfortable, just please let me know and I will help you, because I'm here to do that and capable. So I don't want any stone left unturned because you don't feel comfortable or because, you know, you don't know what to say or do. And if there's, you know, everything is posted on the website now also, so it's, feel free to share the event through Facebook, to your friends, to your family, email it out. And like I said, anything else that anybody needs. I am going to put a deadline on the sponsorship, so if you can obtain your two sponsors and also bring in your wine for the wine grab by March 23rd, which is the Monday before our next board meeting, then I would really appreciate that. So I'll send out a reminder for those that are not here.
March 23rd?
Yes. We're going to accept sponsorships after that, but I would just like to get a sense from the board where we stand by that date.
What is two bottles of wine
for the wine grab?
Just any?
Yeah, I mean,
good ones.
Well, it can be a nicer one and a less expensive one. The way that we'll market, or like the way that we'll talk about the wine pull, is we'll pick some of the nicer bottles and display them on a board behind it, so that'll incentivize people to participate and say, like, there's a chance you could get this, you know, $40 bottle, or maybe you get a $10 bottle. But we'll try and coordinate it so that it's like a mix and
so
match.
So how does it work? Is it like a raffle?
It's just, we'll just put them in bags and people will pay $20 and they'll get to pull two bottles and they won't know what they are when they pull them.
That's
so
cool. That's a great idea.
Yeah. It's just another way to donate. And then we did confirm we're going to have a photo booth that is being donated to us, like a photographer that's going to take pictures. And then we'll just have a little, like, donations are accepted if you want to donate. You don't have to, though, to have your picture taken. And then she'll give you an info and you can get your photo online.
And she's donating her time, which is
yes.
Lovely. She's a kindergarten parent.
Mm-hmm. Kindergarten mom.
What was the final on the food?
So the food is totally up to us. So when we got the quote for the food, it was a suggested amount.
Okay.
And I told him afterward, we cannot pay. It was like, I don't know, $5,000 or $6,000. I'm like, we can't pay that. And he's like, that's fine, you know, do what you can to get whatever you can donated. And that's why we added the food sponsor level. So
it's great. Oh, I didn't see that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it's great.
So we've added food sponsors, so we'll have as many as we want. And if you want to sponsor that station, you know, one of our families is donating as a food sponsor, and they requested that it be healthy food. So we're just our vegetable station or whatever our little display is, or whatever healthy option there is, will be, their name will be associated with that. So it's the same idea. We got, Haldis is going to donate some roasts to us so that, and University of West will make those, so that'll save us, because that was a big chunk of the quote, was
okay.
The carving station.
That was gotcha. A funny part of the meeting.
What?
That was a funny part of the meeting. I was like,
yeah.
Wait, so we can get them donate it and then you'll cook.
Yeah.
And he was
yeah.
like, sure. And I was, we were both like, okay
thanks.
Right.
Yeah.
Everybody so call your butcher.
Yeah. I will say, like, this is he's being very
he's
Joe,
so,
yeah.
so lovely.
I don't think many clubs would offer up any of the things that he has. So we're very grateful for that.
Very grateful.
So yeah.
And is that an option online to be a food sponsor?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And if there's no cap to it. Like,
is
we
that,
didn't
was
put
that
a cap
added
button.
To the sponsorship kit?
I think it's in there.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
It's in there.
Yeah.
Jen. I'll double check it.
I
didn't sure, but I think it should be.
Yeah. And I just want to make sure it's linked right.
Yes,
remember
I did check
I did that.
That
link?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I went
good.
In to check. Yeah, because for some reason it was still turned off, but I figured out how to turn it back on,
okay.
But, which was fine. But the guys from Catalyst were like, can you double check that? Like, because it's not working. I was like, oh, right, okay.
Have
so.
We had any ticket sales yet?
I didn't see any.
I don't think anybody knows about the event yet, honestly.
Yeah, I mean, Courtney
Get the invitations out.
Right,
yeah,
right,
and Courtney created the Facebook event just this past week for me, so, and got the invitations out. So I think we'll start to, you know, and the board's going to be talking about it with everyone.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So.
Volunteering
their
time.
Yeah, food sponsor that night. And my grab sponsor.
Yeah, so. So we'll just continue to work on that. because we just finished our meeting, I don't know when the next one will be, but I'll email everybody to let them know.
Okay. And just to confirm, it's Friday, April 24th at University of West Club.
Yes.
The WIST.
From 7 to 10.
That's its new hip name.
WIST.
The
WIST.
WIST.
We're going to be at the WIST.
I thought it was a Saturday.
It's a Friday.
It's a Friday. Awesome. Thank you.
Which is 2 months away, just in case anybody needed to know.
Yes. No, technically less than.
Mark your calendars.
Yeah.
Any other questions for Becky?
On the wine, do we bring it here at FSMA?
Yeah, you can bring it to the next board meeting. If you want to give it to me before then, I can coordinate picking it up from you.
Awesome. Thank you guys for your work on this.
Yeah.
Excited for another successful event. We'll look forward to your follow-up, Becky. Okay, and so now we're going to move on to a governance update.
So,
I'm sorry.
That's okay. I could have said words. Take it. So the governance committee met, and we're working on a few things. One is we're trying to determine, as you know, the annual meeting's coming up, which is when we elect new members at large. So one of the things that would have passed you is when everybody's term ends. So what we're trying to do, I think I'm getting sick, by the way, so that's why
join
my voice
the
sounds funny. Mm-hmm. But so what we are asking everyone to do is to let us know, ideally by the March meeting, if you think you intend to stay with the board or if you intend to move on. That way we know how many spaces we have and how many people we need to add. We did have two interviews recently of two people that we liked and are thinking about adding to the board, but we still just need to know how many people, I mean, how much space we have.
Is that just for Class A or for everybody? You're asking that for?
Technically for everyone, because, I mean, it's not servitude, so although your term may expire in 2021 or 2022,
you're not allowed to leave.
If you, you know, things change and you feel like, you know, I'm not going to be here until 2021 and 2022, just let us know if you think that you're going to be complete at the end of this year. And by this year, I don't mean the calendar year, the fiscal year, so June.
June 30.
Yeah.
We may want to email that as well.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to email it for the people who aren't here also. The two of the people that we met with was Matt Petrin. I might be saying his name wrong. He's on the CBOC. He's also, I think his
daughter's
in your class. Yeah, he has two kids here. Mm. And we also met with Avery Stewart. He's a City of Wilmington police officer. And I think his kid just got in, he said. But we like them. We'll bring them. I mean, we're still trying to figure things out and we'll let them know. So we'll see once we have more information. And we're also working on figuring out our succession plan for leadership and just getting that into the bylaws, like basically how things will look like when, if vice chair, is it vice chair automatically will be chair, and what that idea, like how everything's gonna look. So just, even though it'll be in the bylaws, again, it's not servitude, but just so that there's an idea of how the leadership will look for the officers. And that's all I have. Does anybody have questions?
Maybe I just remember. Sorry,
I'm sorry. I forgot. We're also supposed to be creating an idea for the parent elections, which will probably happen, I think, around April. But we haven't figured out the time frame. I think Janine's working on that.
Yeah, do I remember? Maybe I'm misremembering. We haven't decided on a firm date for the annual meeting yet.
That's right.
No, we have not. I think we were thinking May, but then we just recently, it might be June. So it's either May or June, as of now, but we're going to see. And if it's June, but it might not be the fourth Thursday, it might be a little bit sooner. Sorry. But that's it. That's all I have.
Great. Any other questions? Wonderful. Thank you for that update. Next up, we have the website monitoring report. Again, that was sent out earlier today as a reminder. This is just more of a for your information. This is reviewed by the Department of Education and then submitted to Courtney and Dwayne. If you look at our most recent one, which was dated February 26th, you can see that in all of the areas we meet standard. So again, just an FYI to let everyone know that we are in compliance with that report. Okay, any questions? All right, super. Then I'm gonna turn the mic over to Courtney and go through our head of school report.
What do you have first on the bullets? There's two of
them. Enrollment updates.
And then what's the other one?
Calendar.
Yeah, sorry, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Just a quick update on the enrollment for the coming year. So we did the lottery last week. We received 500 to 600 applications. I don't have the exact number in front of me. And the lottery ran last week and was verified, and invitations went out. We only have kindergarten openings at this time, so we had 78 kindergarten spots. Interesting to note, this is our highest year of siblings in kindergarten. I think we had between 40 and 45 siblings in kindergarten, which took the majority of those spots. And as of right now, so they have until the end of March to accept. As of right now, of those 78 kindergarten spots, 40 have already accepted. As we roll towards the end of March, we'll find out more information, because at that point, people that get into multiple schools have to make decisions by the end of March. We'll do another wave of invites at that point, and then we'll just continue to roll those out. And then the invites for the other grades will be determined as people let us know that they're not returning. We will wait till closer to the end of the year, because we also want to compare that with retention numbers and things like that to make sure that the numbers stay as close to 78 at each grade level. So we don't anticipate any new invites going out other than kindergarten until the May-June timeframe, when we know more about any changes in our current student numbers, if that makes sense. Any questions on that?
No, that's easy. Great, thank you.
Yep. And then the other one is the proposed calendar. So we have, it has been requested that we get this calendar out sooner rather than later. So we are required by the state to submit it by April 30th. And we typically do it in our March meeting, which gives us, if we have to make any changes, till our April meeting. However, people are asking much earlier, so we tried to push it up a little bit this year. So the proposed calendar was created by a group of people. It's sent out to staff. It's reviewed by some parents. We, you know, solicit feedback on any questions, concerns. It's very similar to last year's. There isn't anything significantly changing. So the work of the committee was pretty easy last year, because there wasn't anything major that we wanted to consider or talk about changing. So the proposed calendar was sent out and requires board approval. So I'm happy to answer questions about it. I'm happy to sit quietly while you vote and approve it, whatever we're saying.
I have a question.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is this just something on the formatting for March 17th,
18th?
It's like underlined on my...
It's not on my desktop.
It's not on mine.
Okay, yeah.
It might be that mobile version.
That's what I think.
So red is in service, right?
And yep, red is in service. Orange is teacher conferences, and yellow is a holiday.
Coffee.
They all mean no school.
Yes.
How many days are we required to have?
We are required to have 1,060 hours.
Okay. So how does it work with them? Because I noticed, like, for this, I guess because it's a presidential election year, so are we only off on election day for presidential election years?
Every 4 years we are required to, I believe. I can't remember if it's 4 or 2 off the top of my head. But this year, so we go, when we look at the upcoming calendar, we pull up the federal holidays that we're required to take. And
okay.
This year, Election Day is one, yes.
Okay. Well, I had compared it to 2019
yeah.
and 2018. And 2018 it wasn't. So I figured
right.
maybe it was 4 years, because
yes.
it was also like 168, 169 169 days in 2018, 169, but then this year it's 168, so I assume that was from election.
Yeah. So that was the difference in that one day.
Mm-hmm. And we far exceed the hours anyway,
yeah,
based on the length of our day.
Yeah, like almost 1,100, so I mean we could have 7 to 8 almost snow days if we had to. But that's the... Sure. And I'm going to give them to you in June.
Like end of June.
Yeah, perfect.
Cool. Okay.
See you there. Yeah, it's the same as it did.
Yes, it's very similar this year. So the feedback that we've received is to try to lump like holidays mm-hmm. and conferences together as best that we can. With our current population, so the other question that we get is some schools have Jewish holidays and some don't. At some point we had written a policy that said we would consider holidays where more than 5% of our population were. The board would consider holidays in our calendar if more than 5% of our population was impacted, and that has not happened for any holidays yet so far.
But it's an excused absence.
It is an excused absence, yeah. Yep.
And I don't know if you care, but the highlights aren't on for August, but I don't know if it's because...
They're not.
Okay.
Because they're in service
it's
days.
Just,
it's not kids
okay.
off day. It's still summertime. Like.
Got it.
Yep. But I could do that as in service. You're right.
I just wasn't sure if it,
no,
how
right.
you typically treat them.
I thought they were... you're right. I thought you meant the first day of school, but it wasn't.
No. I was for the
got
staff.
It. One thing that changed that we are trying this year is to do a meet the teacher the same week as school starts, which is a little bit different. Usually we do it the week before. We thought it might, the way the calendar falls with us starting on a Wednesday this year, we thought it might work. So, but that doesn't impact the calendar at all, but it
mm-hmm.
is one change that we,
nice.
Thursday is too soon.
Yeah.
But it'll be interesting to see what that full week looks like, because I think it's a lot in a week too. So we'll see. We shall see.
August 26th.
Great. Does anybody have any questions for Courtney? Okay.
Looks good.
All right. Could I ask for a motion to approve the calendar?
Motion to approve the calendar, please.
Thank you, Angela and Janine. Can I have
a second?
Becky Phillips, thank you. Any abstentions or objections? All right, approved.
And a lot of happy people.
Mm-hmm. So, new business. This isn't new, but I just wanted to put a reminder out there for our March and April meetings, since we're still working through what the annual meeting's going to look like. I'm not going to speak to that, but I just want to make sure everyone has March 26th on their calendar for next month, and then April 23rd. So April 23rd backs right up to... the event, this
mm-hmm.
the second annual night in the city. So I just wanted to call that out for everyone. Make sure you have both of those dates on your calendar. Mm-hmm. Also, as a reminder, Jed, thank you for sending me your contact information. I didn't receive updates from anyone else, so if all other contact information is good, I'm going to go ahead and send out an updated contact list, so we all have the most effective ways to get a hold of each other going forward. Mm-hmm. Does anyone have anything else they wanted to discuss tonight? No?
I don't believe so.
All right, great. Then I would like to entertain a motion to adjourn.
Motion.
Thank you, Angela. Jed, thank you. And we are exiting public session at 6:38. Thank you.